Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been metal detecting since 1973, and I've written for several of the Treasure magazines. I invite you to check out my book after you listen to this program. This time, a potpourri of short topics. Let's start by talking a bit about finding those ever-elusive gold rings. Pull tabs drive you nuts, right? But you dig them anyway, right? Sure you do. Because many gold rings think they are pull tabs. At least they tell your detector they're pull tabs. If you're digging a lot of pull tabs, take heart, because you're on your way to your first gold ring. Gold rings and pull tabs have almost the same conductivity, which means that gold rings are ID'd as pull tabs by most detectors. But most treasure hunters set their discrimination to skip pull tabs, so they're skipping the gold rings, too. Before you cry out in disgust and frustration, that pull tabs and gold rings both register as pull tabs, think about this. If gold rings didn't register as pull tabs, they would be so easy to find. In fact, they would be found immediately by the first person who comes by with a metal detector. But since gold rings are disguised as pull tabs, they stay in the ground just for you, the pull tab digger. Most treasure hunters skip right over the gold rings. That's right, the person who digs all the pull tabs is the person who digs the gold rings. Now the big question is, how do you dig pull tabs without losing your mind? Well, here's a game I invented to help me find gold rings, and I play it whenever I detect a park or playground with lots of pull tabs. Hunt with no discrimination until you have collected 25 pull tabs, or 50 pull tabs, or whatever number is the highest you can stand without getting too discouraged. As you drop pull tab after pull tab into your trash pack, in the trash pocket of your nail apron, counting them off, keep telling yourself that you're in Mach 1 gold ring mode. When your nail apron is bulky with pull tabs, you'll probably be batty enough that you just have to turn. The discrimination back on. When that happens, don't feel guilty. You've done your part to clear pull tabs from the park, and you gave yourself a decent chance of turning up some gold rings. Let me close this gold ring topic with a personal story. I was detecting a small picnic park on the campus of the University of Illinois. I had my discriminator on, and I had dug several coins when I got a good solid beep that didn't sound quite like a coin. It turned out to be a silver ring. And I thought, well, if there's a silver ring here, why not a gold ring? I turned my discriminator off and swung my detector. I immediately got a pull tab signal not a foot from where I found the silver ring. But guess what? And I'll bet you did guess. It was a gold class ring. Had I not found the silver ring, I would never have found the gold ring. Next topic, statistics. How many pennies do you dig before you find a quarter? Do you find more nickels or dimes? If you can't answer those questions, you might consider logging your finds and studying the resulting statistics. I've been keeping a book of the coins I've found. And I've tabulated the percentages of the various coins. Here's what I found. Sixty-five percent of the coins I find are common Lincoln Memorial pennies, the ones dated from 1959 to now. 3% of my coins are wheatback pennies, Lincoln cents made from 1909 to 1958. Nickels make up 12% of my finds, clad dimes another 12%, and silver dimes 2%. Clad quarters account for 5% of my take, silver quarters 0.5%, and another 0.5% for everything else. I hate to admit it, but like most everyone else, I hate to admit it, but like just about everyone, I've spent the great majority of my coin shooting time in parks, schoolyards, and sports fields. I hate to admit it, but like most every treasure hunter, I've spent the great majority of my coin shooting time in modern parks, schoolyards, and sports fields. Much of my hunting involves teaching newbies to use detectors, and I do this mostly in local parks. When I take the time to find older sites, my pre-Lincoln sense and silver percentage goes up appreciably. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, at treasuremanual.com. Until next time, from the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.